Why the bobcat returned. That's the reason, my dear captain, for my strange melancholia, Lorca. After 8 years, she's lost all memory of wildness, knowing only the occasional sparrow flutter in her water trough. So, ear tufts in front, like a blind man's palms, she leaves through the careless mesh gap to find what she doesn't know she's been missing. Under rust-riddled metro bridges, down H Street, empty as Monday morning, before first light, somewhere in her brainstem, a Texas prairie, love wrestling the wind. Instead, a sweatered sausage dog squats under the loop of its leash, quivering to move its bowels in the cold. Its owner calls her in, reads the melancholy in her eyes as menace. Men with nooses are deployed. 13 schools shut doors for recess. 3,000 noses press up against classroom glass. She keeps moving through the open spaces that were only echoed in her cage of years. Unable anymore to swat small birds in flight, she feeds on front porch kibbles, licks smeared sauce from pizza boxes. I too have walked away when no one looked, following a frenzy of fireflies onto an empty playground I remembered being wild. Then the shadow of a swing clanking up against its pole.